Om Sri Sai Ram. We offer our most loving and prayerful pranams at the lotus feet of Sai Narayana, the Vaidyeshwara, the Supreme Doctor. Respected elders and my dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. Bhagwan has often said, Sharira Madhyam Khalu Dharma Sadhanam. This body has been given as a means to fulfill the purpose of life, to achieve the four goals of human life, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. And Bhagwan adds, dharma, artha, kama, mokshanam, arogyam, mulamuttamam. For achieving these four goals of life, health is an essential prerequisite. But why should one be healthy? Bhagwan answers, paropakarartham idam shariram. So that one may be healthy and be of service to others. And why others? Bhagwan says, parudu parudu kadaya paramatmudaya. Because the other is not any other, but he is God himself. Deho devalaya prokto jivo deva sanatanaha. Every deha, every body is a living temple. And the jiva, the indweller, is God himself. Undoubtedly, this human body is the most mysterious and precious gift of God to man. It is the bounden duty of each one of us to take care of this holy mansion. When man loses this perspective and defiles this holy mansion, his spiritual progress is hindered. Bhagwan, in his infinite compassion, has built temples of healing so that he can renovate and resurrect these living and walking temples so that man can resume his journey Godward.
As we, the staff of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, gather here to celebrate its 14th anniversary, we remind ourselves that we have a duty to follow the path divine. The anniversary of such an institution, this institution has been created by God, has been sustained by God, and has been functioning in His mission for 14 years now. So this anniversary is not just about celebration. It is also about going down the memory lane, revisiting the story of this institution, delving deep, we will find pearls of wisdom. This is a wonderful story. We have heard of man constructing temples for God. This is the story of a temple constructed by God himself, a temple of healing constructed by God himself for man. This is the story of a world teacher who brought heart to a field that has long been tempted by money and position. This is a story of miracles and of medicine. This story shall never cease to amaze, to delight, to teach, and to transform.
This story began in the summer of 1999, in the month of May. Bhagwan was at Vrindavan, and one bright sunny morning, he got into his car and headed towards the industrial area. A Central Trust member accompanied him. Earlier, Bhagwan had indicated his intention to start a hospital in Bangalore. As they headed toward the industrial area, the Central Trust member pointed two possible locations where the hospital could come up. Bhagwan did not seem to be interested and did not even look at these sites carefully. The drive was over and they were returning to the ashram. On their way back, suddenly Swami pointed to a vast vacant plot and said, "This is where my hospital will come." At that split instant, the divine sankalpa was made. The shape of all the events that were to unfold in the divine drama had been determined. And the cast of all the characters, animate and inanimate, in this divine drama had been determined. And each one of their individual roles spelt out. But the first question that comes to everyone's mind is, Bhagwan had already built a beautiful hospital in Puttaparthi. Why another one? Bhagwan, let us hear to the answer in Bhagwan's own voice.
Bhagwan was there in Bangalore.
Chief Minister Patel and Chesisi,
Chief Minister Patel
Swami, Puttaparthi Pallalopala, Super Speciality Hospital Pettaru.
Swami, you have started Super Speciality Hospital there in
Puttaparthi.
It is highly useful to rural
people.
The city people there in Bangalore are not benefiting.
Rogam bidavariki vastundi, shavukariki vastundi. Rogam evariki tappindi kadu.
Sick and poor also suffer from diseases.
Kanaka idi Bengaluru lokalo okati super speciality hospital kattal annadu.
And Chief Minister prayed to Bhagwan, "We need a super speciality hospital in Bangalore."
Anaga heart ku,
heart,
lungs ku,
lungs,
talaku,
and the head,
kidney ki, mooditi ki taginatundi pettal annadu.
Three specialities are going to be started there in Bangalore.
Sare nenu navinanu urukutunanu.
Swami simply smiled.
Rendo varame,
next week,
our Chief Minister, the Finance Minister, సెక్రటరీస్, ఇంకా మినిస్టర్, రెవెన్యూ మినిస్టర్స్, అందరూ మినిస్టర్స్ ఒక 10 మంది చేరేసేసి సిగ్నేచర్ చేసి 70 ఎకరాలు భూమిని మాకు రిజిస్టర్ చేసుకుని మాకు తెచ్చిచ్చారు.
నెక్స్ట్ వీక్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్, చీఫ్ మినిస్టర్ accompanied by finance minister, revenue minister, 10 members of his cabinet, they all came and offered 70 acres.
Swami karpitam chesaru.
They surrendered to God, Bhagavan.
Ippudu akkada okoka ekkara 1.5 crore avutundi.
Each acre cost 1.5 crores.
Anaga indu in fact
information
technology ki pakkalone maaku chaala manchi naalu vaipula kuda roads unnai. కావేరు నుంచి నీరు తెచ్చిచ్చారు మాకు, రోడ్స్ అంతా వేశారు, కరెంట్ అంతా ఇచ్చారు.
ద లొకేషన్ ఇస్ లైక్ వెరీ క్లోజ్ టు ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ టెక్నాలజీ పార్క్ దేర్ ఇన్ బెంగళూరు.
మంచి కార్యం చేసేటువంటి వ్యక్తి మాకు కనిపించడం లేదు, కానీ మంచి కార్యానికే ముందొస్తే మన దేశమంతా ఎంతైనా సహాయం చేస్తుంది.
సో ద డివైన్ డిక్లరేషన్ వాస్ మేడ్. ఇట్ వాస్ నౌ ద టర్న్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమానిటీ to respond. And how well did humanity respond? We had engineers, we had doctors, we had consultants, we had architects teaming in, we had vendors for medical equipment, everyone vying with one another to be a part of this wonderful humanitarian endeavor. But there are a fortunate few who have been handpicked by Bhagwan himself. One such fortunate architect, Sri Rajan Sood, recalls, Bhagwan told him to make a model. This was much before the construction of the hospital. He told him to make a model of the hospital. So when he came to present his model, he was pleasantly surprised. He didn't expect to see so many other models which were created by experts in that field. Swami then told him, "Dekha, kitna architect, itne sara models bheja, but I chose you." What did Swami see in him, or what does Swami see in one to choose that person? Let's go to the experience of another architect, who was involved in the construction of our hospital, Sri Ravi Shankar. This was during one project review meeting. A senior executive of L&T, Larsen & Toubro, who was the chief construction agency, he said, "Swami, by your grace, we have a great team." What he intended to convey was that success is assured because we have a team of very talented individuals, so there is no way things can go wrong. So this is what he wanted to convey. Swami gently interjected, "Not great team, good team." And then he went on to explain the difference between greatness as embodied by Ravana and goodness as personified by Rama. So anybody who aspires to be an instrument in his hands, greatness is definitely not what he is looking at. All we need is goodness and willingness to invest our time and energy in his mission. Greatness will simply be added unto us. As Jesus Christ said, "Seek ye the kingdom of heaven, everything else shall be added unto you."
"Be clear and the rest will follow," is what Bhagwan exhorts. And he personally demonstrated this by personal example throughout this project. Right from the very first day when the project was conceived, every little detail that went into it had just one goal: patient first. Bhagwan was very clear that he would want nothing but the very best to be given to the poorest of the poor, his suffering children.
In fact, the very first instruction that Bhagwan had given was, "Bangalore bada city hai, bahut bada hospital banata hai. Buckingham Palace jaisa look do usko. Buckingham Palace jaisa look do usko." This is what Bhagwan's instructions were. And that's what is translated into such a grand design, such imposing domes, such beautifully crafted gates and even lamp posts. Our hospital is verily poetry in brick and mortar.
That's very true. Bhagwan had also had this unique style of leaving a mark of the number of years of his advent as a distinguishing feature of these projects. For example, on his 50th birthday, he wanted a 50 feet high Sarvadharma Aikya Stupa, which is there in front of Yajur Mandir. On his 65th birthday, he wanted a 65 feet tall Hanuman statue in the Hillview Stadium. So when this hospital designs were being made, he told one of the architects, Sri Rajan Sood, "Dekho, 75th birthday pe inaugurate karta hai, so 75 feet high dome." Meaning, this hospital is being inaugurated for my 75th birthday, so I want a 75 feet high dome. And so, a huge magnificent dome stands today at the heart of the hospital, which has got a ring diameter of 75 feet and a height of 75 feet, exactly as Swami wanted, as a reminder of the landmark event in the annals of history.
When you said patient first, Chandrasekhar, almost everything about the hospital has Swami's personal touch. He said, "The hospital should not look like a hospital. It should not smell like a hospital. The patient should feel at home. Light and ventilation should be aplenty." So that explains why the hospital was constructed in a K shape, so you get light from all sides. The usual ceiling height in our hospital is about 14 feet as compared to the conventional 9 to 12 feet. That is for better ventilation. Look at it from a patient's perspective. A patient who is approaching the hospital, the first thing he sees is the golden dome, the golden kalasha on top of the dome. In fact, when Swami initially wanted that kalasha to be put, The architects were skeptical. They said it's not possible, but it's there for all to see today. So that is reminiscent of a temple, which is where people go to when they are in distress. The main hospital is at least 200 meters removed from the hustle and bustle of Bangalore traffic. So when a patient recuperating in the wards, when he looks out, what he looks at is lush green lawns that aids in his quick recovery. Once he is inside the hospital, he sees the lovely shades, the paint, the color of the paints, and also the color of the granite floor were all personally selected by Bhagwan. Can you believe this? Such a big project, he took care to select the color of the paint and also the color of the granite floor. Okay, he has come into the hospital and he stands in front of the central atrium and he sees this huge chandelier which illumines the central atrium. And who is looking upon the patient with benevolence? You have a beautiful photograph of our charming Lord in yellow robe. That photograph was personally selected by Bhagwan. He says, let this be there in the main altar of the central atrium. Apart from all this, he has always never missed an opportunity to tell the staff and the doctors that treat the patients as your kith and kin. So nothing but the very best of equipment for our hospital. Nothing less will do. This he's always been saying.
The Bhumi Puja for the hospital was performed and the foundation stone laid on September 2nd, 1999 and the construction work started. During the construction times, Bhagwan visited the hospital innumerable times and walked every inch of the hospital and personally supervised the progress. He inspired the construction team with his divine darshan, sparshan and sambhashan. The work commenced and progressed at a breathless and lightning speed. With two prime contractors, with 29 subcontractors and 421 material supply contractors, thousands of workers labored day and night. And over an area of over 500,000 square feet, with engineering, with mind-boggling engineering complexity, was completed in a short span of just 16 months. And dedicated to the people of the nation by the then Prime Minister of India, Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee, on 19th January 2001. Karthik, any project that Bhagwan undertakes, he first announces the finish date and not the start date. I always wonder, why does Bhagwan execute all these projects in such a great mortal hurry? It demands such superhuman effort on part of the project team to meet the seemingly impossible timelines that he sets. I still wonder.
When you use the word mortal hurry, what comes to my mind is this. When mortals are in distress, the Lord is always in a hurry to save them. Probably that's why it's called mortal hurry. His compassion simply does not allow him to take even a moment's rest or respite. Since time immemorial, he has saved millions of devotees. Let us hear Bhagwan in his own voice. Some of the great devotees whom he has saved, he is going to be talking about them.
Ye gunam buganinchi ye chinchino nadu. Ye gunam buganinchi ye chinchino nadu. Prakladu palimpa parama purushudu. After acquiring what particular good quality did God come down in order to save and in order to help Prahlada that day?
Ye gunambu ganinchi ye tenchenu nadu, peda kuchelu brova veda chirithudu.
By acquiring what particular good quality did God come down to give help and save the poor Kuchela?
Ye gunambu ganinchi etenchenu nadu Dhruva Kumaruni Saka Vaikunthavasi.
By acquiring what particular good quality did the Vaikunthavasi God come down that day to help the young Dhruva?
Aa guname ganinchi amaravanyudu Artajanathanathudu Anathanathudu Sri Satya Sai Nathu Sri Nathu Sri Satya Sai Nathu Sri Nathu Lokanathu Satchidananda Murti Putapati Satchakravarti.
అటువంటి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క నిర్మల నిశ్చార్థమైనటువంటి యొక్క విశాలమైనటువంటి ప్రేమతత్వంతో వచ్చినటువంటి యొక్క తత్వమే ఈ సత్యసాయి యొక్క తత్వం కానీ, నేరో మైండ్తో కానీ, స్వార్థము లేక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క అహంకారము అసూయాభావంతో వచ్చినటువంటి తత్వం కాదు. కనుక ఇట్లాంటి దానికి మనం ఏమాత్రం కూడా నువ్వు విరవనక్కర్లేదు. మన యొక్క పవిత్రమైనటువంటి భావాన్ని ఈ సమాజంలో చాటి సత్యముగా మనము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి లైఫ్ ఈ ఛాలెంజ్ మీకు అనేటువంటి దృఢమైనటువంటి విశ్వాసంతో మనం ఈ కార్యక్రమంలో పాల్గొనటము అత్యవసరమని కూడాను ఈనాడు మీకు ప్రత్యేకంగా మీరు బోధించవలసి వచ్చింది.
By acquiring the very same noble qualities, Satyasai is God come down from his abode of heaven to save mankind and to be able to tell you what is good conduct and to be able to tell you to give up your selfishness, to give up your ego, give up your bad qualities, broaden your vision and serve humanity in order to make you do that and make you realize that life is a challenge and meet it. That is how Satya Sai has come as an avatar.
Life is a dream, realize it. Life is game, play it. Life is love, enjoy it.
What a divine assurance from the emperor of Puttaparthi. That he is Anathanatha, that he is the savior of all the destitute and the forlorn, that he has come to rescue all those who are in need and suffering. The sense of urgency that Lord Vishnu showed when he rushed to save Gajendra from the clutches of the crocodile. The sense of urgency that Lord Narayana showed when he manifested as Lord Narasimha to save Prahlada from Hiranyakashipu. Bhagwan demonstrated the same sense of urgency in each and every project that he undertook to save mankind. Whether mankind had the deservedness of Kuchela, whether they prayed with the same intensity as that of child Dhruva, or they had that unshakable faith of Prahlada, or the unconditional surrender of Gajendra, the all-merciful Bhagwan still came to the rescue of mankind, totally unasked. No reason for his love, no season for his love. There is no limit to his karuna.
Talking about his karuna, Chandrasekhar, there was once a group of officials who had visited Bhagwan to take a look at the model of this hospital before it was constructed. And seeing the shape of the alphabet K, one of them remarked, K for Karnataka, meaning that the hospital was Bhagwan's gift to the state of Karnataka. Bhagwan was quick to remark, K for my karuna. His karuna, which is universal, which cannot be contained by geographical borders and man-made distinctions of caste, creed, color, religion, etc. The hospital is verily an embodiment of that karuna. And why will it not be? For Bhagwan himself was love walking on two feet. He is the very embodiment of daya and prema. Dayaku premaku rupudalchina daivama sai daivama.
Dayaku premaku rupudalchina daivama. "My dear Swami, tomorrow your youngest daughter from Whitefield celebrates her 14th birthday. 14 years of hope and happiness to a million lives. 14 years of a million smiles across the world, irrespective of caste, creed or nationality. 14 years of divine grace and infinite mercy, Swami, which we experience as staff of the hospital at each living moment. 14 years of bringing us together, this sea of white and pink together, and helping us stick together through thick and thin, guiding and caring for us at each living moment. But more than anything, Swami, as I stand here today, for us doctors from the hospital, and I speak on behalf of all the doctors here, we realize that it takes much more effort than just a medical team to put a patient back onto his feet. That is a Herculean task. And it takes the yeoman sincere efforts of each one of the staff sitting here, Swami, today. Your nursing staff, your administrative staff, your sevadals, your canteen staff, your lab staff, your ward boys, people standing at the gate, your watchmen, each one of them. Forgive me if I have skipped out any of them, but it takes each and every one of them, Swami, to combine with our medical efforts to put that patient back onto his feet. These efforts go unthanked for, unseen by the patient who sees only the doctors coming to the fore. As I stand here, Swami, today, I thank you on behalf of all the doctors for giving me such a wonderful team, such a wonderful Sai family to envision and achieve your goals of care and cure. In as much as I say this, my Sai family, in as much as I say this, all this comes with a price. You must realize that you are not here just by chance. You are not all here brought just by chance. It's not luck by chance. We have to understand that at each living moment of our life, that we are not working in a temple of healing because it gives us a means of livelihood to earn our daily bread. We have to be grateful that the Master himself chose for us this path of salvation. And bringing together all of us here at the hospital is simply Swami's way of teaching us that the practice of medicine, my friends, is not a practice of disease. It is not about IV injections or pills or CRT, pacemaker, minimally invasive VATs, this and that. No. It is simply about how much we love a patient, how much we care for him, how much pain we feel when we take that second jab of a needle when the first didn't go well. How much pain it feels here, how much pain it feels here. How much we really stand up and say and stand here and say, Swami, I follow what you say when we say that sacrifice is the hallmark of a profession. How much of us really practice that? How much of us really believe that medicine is not built on a business contract? It is built on a covenant of faith between us, the giver, and the given sitting there. How much when we say that we treat patients from across the country without any particular language barrier, why do we not forget that disease and medicine knows no language? Love, acts of love, over 14 years, need not speak any language. When we were discussing with each other what we are going to talk to you about today, is it just about the dome area and the edifice? Is it about the world-class surgeries that happen at the hospital? Is it about the world-class infrastructure that our master provided to us? We decided that we are going to talk about something which was much more about someone who was much more closer to you, Swami. We are going to open up the Sathya Sai treasure chest today, the asset of the hospital. We are going to talk about the patients of the hospital. We are going to be talking about, me and a few speakers after me, we'll be talking about what in real life, flesh and blood terms, faith and surrender have taught us. It is not going to be about what the hospital has done to the patient. It's also going to be about what the patient has done to the doctors of the hospital. And that in real sense is transformation. When a patient comes from the end of Bengal or from the other end of Himachal or from the end of Gujarat, He does not come here having seen the edifice of the hospital. He does not come here having heard about the world-class surgeries in the hospital. He doesn't come here about the world-class infrastructure in the hospital. He comes there simply because Swami is there. And when we work in that hospital, my friends and my Sai family, let us not forget that that faith entrusted is not in us, it's in Him. And we are the instruments, and we have to live up to that at each living moment of our professional lives. As I talk about the stories of faith and surrender, I'll close my opening statement with a small anecdote that taught me so much and left an indelible imprint in my life. This is about a storm-ravaged couple from Orissa, 2006. I take you back 8 years in time. There was a file in then. Half of coastal Orissa was knocked out. And this was about a couple, 27-year-old, then. 3 years down the line, 2009, when they visit, I was in my first year of cardiology, they visit the hospital with a child who had tetralogy of Fallot. She was a blue baby, and she needed surgery. And in quest of that surgery, they had sold every single pie they had. Trust me when I say this, and Swami, you know this much better than I do, they just came with the 2 pieces of cloth that they were wearing. Shocked to the core. I came from Bombay, and shocked to the core, I had never seen something like this happen back home. I just happened to ask the couple, okay, the surgery is done for free. Surgery free mein ho jayega. Aage kya? Kya khaoge? Kahan rahoge? Kahan jaoge? Where will they go after the surgery? The lady of the house, without batting an eyelid, just spoke one sentence. It hit like a thunderbolt. Jana kahan hai, sir? माँ के घर आए माँ संभाल लेगी आगे का देख लेंगे. This is not out of a Hindi feature film. This is real life. And it brought tears to my eyes, just as it has to yours. And to carry on with more such stories, which we thought needed to be told today, first-hand accounts. I start with my first speaker, Dr. E.V. Joshi, sir. He is the head of Department of Neurology at the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield. Sir, in an astute clinician, a fantastic neurologist, but more than anything, a gem at heart. And he will be talking to you, taking you through to a real-life narrative of a patient, which just ended up teaching us one thing, what undying spirit means in the field of medicine. Dr. Joshi, sir, please.
Sai Ram to all. The undying spirit is a remarkable story of a patient with Swami's grace got well, and she has come down with us to speak to you. So the story goes back to May 2013 when I received a telephone call from NIMHANS. My colleague had called from regarding a patient, 48-year-old lady from Mandya. She has a disease called myasthenia gravis, also known as Amitabh Bachchan disease. And she also has a tumor in her chest, and she was on ventilator, a breathing machine, for 1 year, 4 months at NIMHANS. I have put some pictures for some of you to understand. This disease makes the muscle and the nerve weak, and the muscle and the nerve junctions are destroyed by the immune system. And there is a gland behind the breastbone which is called thymus, which is part of the immune system. Now, in order for her to for the myasthenia to improve, we had to remove a large tumor from her chest. Now, NIMHANS is a neurosciences institute and they don't have facilities for, heart surgery or thoracic surgery. So they approached 5 different hospitals in Bangalore to get this patient operated. And these 5 different cardiothoracic surgeons said, this case is very difficult. The tumor is going all the way to the coverings of the heart, lungs. We will not be able to remove it. It's inoperable, they said. And you can imagine the patient on the machine. She is fully conscious, alert, but she can't move a muscle in her body. And she is paralyzed on breathing, breathing through the tube in her neck. And she was in this state for 1 year, 4 months. What melted my heart was when I came to know of the patient's background. Her husband had died in a car accident, and she was disowned by her husband's family based on horoscope. And she and her only son, 15-year-old, moved to a small rented house, and she sustained on a small job. So I went to the director, and we got the Sai team concurrence in about 30 minutes, as a special permission from the director to transfer this patient. And I had to approach our cardiothoracic surgeon, Dr. Chandrasekhar, to operate the inoperable tumor, and needed concurrence from the ICU. And, so various teams are involved in management of these patients. So the medical status on admission was, this patient, as I told you, was on the machine. She had, because of the respiratory failure, she sustained some insult to the brain also because of lack of oxygen. Because of that, it had done some damage. And above all, she was very anxious. She was getting these panic attacks, and she was on several psychiatric medications to control her anxiety. Within 5 days after the patient was transferred to our hospital, Dr. Chandrasekhar and the CTVS team could remove the tumor entirely. However, there were complications which needed a second surgery after about a month. And the patient was in the ICU for about 3 to 4 months, breathing with the machine. She was awake and aware, but paralyzed. So totally 1 year, 7 months, she was in this condition. I had put up some pictures of our teams, the neuro ICU team with Dr. Kohli Chalam and the sisters, and the physiotherapy team played a great part. Above all, I want to talk about we have a Sai counseling team, had a major role in her recovery. They gave her the inner strength to stop the panic attacks and anxiety so that we could stop these psychiatric drugs, which was actually weakening her muscles more and more. We are not supposed to give these drugs in a case of myasthenia. This is a picture of the Sai counseling team. So the lesson I learned was the true spirit of service. And the final slide, the only son got his mother back. And this patient has come with us, and she would like to share a few words with you. And I invite Pushpavati to come to the dais and speak a few of the words.
Thank you. ಓಂ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನೆರೆದಿರತಕ್ಕಂಥ ಎಲ್ಲ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಭಕ್ತರಿಗೂ ನನ್ನ ಅನಂತ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರಗಳು. ನಾನು ನನ್ನ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ ಆದ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ರ ಅನುಭವ ಅಥವಾ ಮಿರಾಕಲ್ ಅಂತಾನೆ ಹೇಳಬೇಕು, ಅದನ್ನ ನಿಮ್ಗಳ ಜೊತೆ ಒಂದು 4 ಮಾತಲ್ಲಿ ಹಂಚ್ಕೊಳ್ಳಕ್ಕೆ ಇಷ್ಟಪಡ್ತೀನಿ. ನಾನು ನಂದು ಪುಟ್ಟ ಸಂಸಾರ. ನನ್ನ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡು ನನ್ನ ಮಗ 3 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಇದ್ದಾಗಲೇ ಅವರು ಬ್ರೈನ್ ಹೆಮರೇಜ್ ಆಗಿ ಅವರು ಹೋಗ್ಬಿಟ್ರು. ನಾನು ನನ್ನ ಮಗ ಇಬ್ಬರುವೆ. ನಾನು ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಎಂಪ್ಲಾಯಿ, ಸುಖ ಜೀವನ ನಡೆಸ್ತಾ ಇದ್ವಿ. ಒಂದಿನ ನನಗೆ ಒಂದು ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ತಲೆದೋರ್ತು. ಅದೇನು ಅಂತ ಅಂದರೆ ನನಗೆ ಉಸಿರಾಟದ ಸಮಸ್ಯೆ ಕಾಣಿಸ್ಕೊಳ್ತು. ನಾನು ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ ಆಗಿ ನನ್ನ ಲೋಕಲ್ ಫಿಸಿಷಿಯನ್ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಶಿವಕುಮಾರ್ ಅವ್ರನ್ನ ಕಾಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿದೆ. ಅವರು ನರ್ವ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ತುಂಬ ವೀಕ್ ಆಗಿದೆ, ನೀವು ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ ಆಗಿ MRI ಸ್ಕ್ಯಾನಿಂಗ್ ಮಾಡಿಸಿ ನಿಮಾನ್ಸ್ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟ್ಲಿಗೆ ಹೋಗಿ ಬೆಟರ್ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ಕಳಿಸಿದ್ರು. ನಾನು ನಿಮಾನ್ಸ್ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟ್ಲಿಗೆ MRI ಸ್ಕ್ಯಾನಿಂಗ್ಗೆ ಅಂತ ಹೋದಾಗ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಹೆಲ್ತ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ತುಂಬಾ ಪೂರ್ ಇದೆ ಅಂತ, ನೀವು ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ ಆಗಿ ICUಗೆ ಜಾಯಿನ್ ಆಗಬೇಕು, ನಿಮಗೆ ಬ್ರೀತಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಇದೆ, ವಿತೌಟ್ ವೆಂಟಿಲೇಟರ್ ನೀವು ಇರೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ ಆಗಿ ನನ್ನ ICUಗೆ ಶಿಫ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು. ಅಲ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಕೆಲವು ಮೆಡಿಕಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಮಿನೇಷನ್ಸ್ಗೆಲ್ಲ ಒಳಪಡಿಸಿದಾಗ ನನಗೆ ಥೈಮೋಮಾ ಟ್ಯೂಮರ್ ಇದೆ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ಗೊತ್ತಾಯಿತು. ಹಾಗೆ ನಾನು ಮೈಸ್ತೆನಿಯಾ ಗ್ರೇವಿಸ್ ಅನ್ನೋ ಕಾಯಿಲೆಯಿಂದ ನರಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೀನಿ ಅಂತ ಗೊತ್ತಾಯಿತು. ನಾನು ವಿತೌಟ್ ವೆಂಟಿಲೇಟರು ನಾನು ಹೊರಗಡೆ ಬರಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗಲಿಲ್ಲ. ನಾನು ಅಲ್ಲಿ 1 ಇಯರ್ 4 ಮಂತ್ಸ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಅಡ್ಮಿಷನ್ ಆಗಿದ್ದೆ, ICUನಲ್ಲಿ ಟ್ರೀಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ತಗೊಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೆ. ನನಗೆ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಥೈಮೋಮಾ ಆಪರೇಷನ್ ಆಗಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಹೇಳಿದರು, ಬಟ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಆ ಫೆಸಿಲಿಟಿ ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ. ನನ್ನ ಕೇಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿನ ಸುಮಾರು 4-5 ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ಗಳಿಗೆ ಕಳಿಸ್ಕೊಟ್ರು. ಜಯದೇವ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್, ಸೆಂಟ್ ಜಾನ್ಸ್ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್, ಕಿದ್ವಾಯಿ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್, ಸಮುದಾರ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಅಲ್ಲೆಲ್ಲ ನನಗೆ ಹೋಪ್ಸ್ ಕೊಡಲಿಲ್ಲ. ಇವರು ಆಪರೇಷನ್ ಹೋದ್ರೆ ಆಪರೇಷನ್ ಒಟ್ಟಿನಲ್ಲೇ ಇವರು ಹೋಗ್ಬೋದು, ಬದುಕ ಚಾನ್ಸಸ್ ಕಡಿಮೆ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರು. ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಮನೆಗೆ ಡಿಸ್ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಮಾಡಿ ಕಳಿಸ್ಕೊಡಕ್ಕೆ ನಾನು ಅರ್ಧ ದಾರಿಯಲ್ಲೇ ಕೂಡ ಹೋಗ್ಬೋದು ವಿತೌಟ್ ವೆಂಟಿಲೇಟರ್ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರು. ಆಮೇಲೆ ಕಟ್ಟಕಡೆಯದಾಗಿ ಅವತ್ತೊಂದು ದಿನ ನಮ್ಮ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಗೆ ನಮ್ಮನೆ ಪಕ್ಕದಲ್ಲೇ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಭಕ್ತರಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ಅವರು ಒಂದು ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಫೋಟೋ ಕೊಟ್ಟು ಇದನ್ನ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ಟು ನೀವು ಪೂಜೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಒಳ್ಳೇದಾಗುತ್ತೆ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ಅವತ್ತು ನನ್ನ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ಗೆ ನನ್ನ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿಟ್ಟು ಪೂಜೆ ಮಾಡೋಕ್ಕೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟರು. ಅವತ್ತು ಒಂದು ಇದು ಒಂದು ಮಿರಾಕಲ್ ಅಂತಾನೆ ಹೇಳಬೇಕು. ಅವತ್ತು ನನ್ನ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಫೋಟೋ ಇಟ್ಟು ಪೂಜೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ಅವತ್ತು ನನಗೆ ನಿಮಾನ್ಸ್ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ನ್ಯೂರಾಲಜಿಸ್ಟ್ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ವೀರೇಂದ್ರ ಕುಮಾರ್ ಅವರು, ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಜೋಶಿ ಅವರ ಹೆಸರೇಳಿ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಆಸ್ಪತ್ರೆಗೆ ರೆಫರ್ ಮಾಡ್ತೀನಿ, ಅವರಿಗೆ ನಿಮ್ಮದು CD ಕಳಿಸ್ಕೊಡ್ತೀನಿ, ಅವರು ಅಲ್ಲೆಲ್ಲ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಮಾಡಿ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಕೇಸ್ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಅಂತೇಳಿ ನನ್ನ ಬ್ರದರ್ ಇನ್ ಲಾ ಹತ್ರ CD ಕಳಿಸ್ಕೊಟ್ರು. ಅವರು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಕೇಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿನ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಮಾಡಿ ಪೇಷಂಟ್ನ ನಮ್ಮ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ಗೆ ಶಿಫ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿ ನಾವು ಅವರಿಗೆ ಟ್ರೀಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಕೊಡ್ತೀವಿ, ನಾವು ನೋಡ್ಕೋತೀವಿ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರು. ನಾನು ಅಷ್ಟೊತ್ತಾಗಲೇ 1 ಇಯರ್ 4 ಮಂತ್ಸ್ ಆಗಿತ್ತು ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ ಕನ್ಫಿಟ್ ಆಗಿ. ನಾನು ಲಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೇನಲ್ಲಿದ್ದೆ, ಸ್ಯಾಲ್ರಿ ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ, ನನ್ನ ಹತ್ರ ಇಂಥ ದುಡ್ಡು ಜುವೆಲ್ಸು, ನಮ್ಮ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ದು ಫೈನಾನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟು, ಅವರ ಮಾರಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟು ಎಲ್ಲ ಕಳೆದಿತ್ತು. ನಾನು ಬದುಕ್ತೀನಿ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಅವ್ರಿಗೆ ಒಪ್ಪಿಸಿರ್ಲಿಲ್ಲ, ಬಟ್ ಆ ವಿಷಯ ನನಗೆ ಅವ್ರು ಯಾರು ನನಗೆ ಹೇಳಿರಲಿಲ್ಲ. ಸರಿ, ಅವತ್ತು ನನ್ನ ಮತ್ತೆ ನನ್ನ ಸಂಸ್ಥೆಯಿಂದ ಬೇಕಾದಷ್ಟು ಎಷ್ಟು ಸಾಧ್ಯನೋ ಅಷ್ಟು ಫೈನಾನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟು, ಮಾರಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟು ಎಲ್ಲ ಕೊಟ್ಟು ನನಗೆ ಧೈರ್ಯ ತುಂಬಿದ್ರು, ನನಗೆ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು. ಇನ್ನ ರಿಯಂಬರ್ಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಬರೋಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯತೆಗಳು ಕಡಿಮೆ, ನೀವು ಡ್ಯೂಟಿಗೆ ಆಗೋ ಜಾಯಿನ್ ಆಗೋ ಸಾಧ್ಯತೆನೂ ಕಡಿಮೆ, ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನ ಏನ್ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗ್ತಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಅವರು ಎಲ್ಲ ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾಗ ನನ್ನ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ ಆಗಿ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಅವರ ಆಸ್ಪತ್ರೆಗೆ ಶಿಫ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡ್ರು ಅಂತಲೇ ಹೇಳ್ಬೋದು. ಅದು ನನ್ನ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ ಮೊದಲನೇ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸು. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಜೋಶಿಯವರು ನನ್ನ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಕೌನ್ಸಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು. ನನ್ನ ಹತ್ರ ಮಾಡ್ಬೋದು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಕೇಸ್ನ, ನೀವು ಧೈರ್ಯವಾಗಿರಿ, ನಿಮ್ಮ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟು ತುಂಬ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿದೆ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರು. ಆ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟೇ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಅಂತ ನಾನು ಹೇಳಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಇಷ್ಟಪಡ್ತೀನಿ. ಮತ್ತೆ ನಾನಲ್ಲಿ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಸೂಪರ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಸ್ಪತ್ರೆಗೆ ಅಡ್ಮಿಟ್ ಆಗಿ ವಿತಿನ್ ಈ ವೀಕ್ ಒಳಗಡೆ ನನಗೆ ಆಪರೇಷನ್ ಆಯ್ತಲ್ಲಿ, ನನಗೆ ಆಪರೇಷನ್ ಮಾಡಿದವರು ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರ್ HOD ಕಾರ್ಡಿಯಾಲಜಿಸ್ಟ್, ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಜೋಶಿ ಸರ್ ನ್ಯೂರೋಸರ್ಜನ್, ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಚಲನ್ ಸರ್ ಅನಸ್ತಿಶಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೀಮ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಸೇರಿ ನನಗೆ ಆಪರೇಷನ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು. ನನಗೆ ನಾನು ಓಟಿಗೆ ಒಳಗಡೆ ಹೋಗಿದ್ದಷ್ಟೇ ನನಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ಆಪರೇಷನ್ ಹೇಗಾಯ್ತು, ನಾನು ಹೇಗೆ ಸರ್ವೈವ್ ಆದೆ, ನನಗೆ ಒಂಚೂರು ಪೇಯ್ನ್ ಆಗಲಿ ಮೆಂಟಲಿ ಸಫರ್ ಆಗಲಿ ನನಗೆ ಯಾವುದೂ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗಲಿಲ್ಲ. ನಾನು ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಆಗೇ ಇದ್ದೆ. ನನ್ನ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಪವರ್ ತುಂಬ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿತ್ತು. ನನಗೆ ನಾನು ಬದುಕ್ತೀನಿ ಅನ್ನೋ ವಿಲ್ ಪವರ್ ಇತ್ತು. ನನ್ನ ಮಗನಿಗೆ ನಾನು ತಾಯಿಯಾಗಿ ಉಳ್ಕೋತೀನಿ ಅನ್ನೋದು ನನಗೆ ಇತ್ತು. ಯಾರು ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಏನು ಮಾಡೋಕ್ಕಾಗಲ್ಲ, ನಾನು ಮತ್ತೆ ಮೊದಲು ಥರ ಆಗೇ ಆಗ್ತೀನಿ, ನಾನು ಮತ್ತೆ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿಗೆ ಜಾಯಿನ್ ಆಗ್ತೀನಿ, ನಾನು ಮೊದಲು ಥರ ಲೈಫು ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಆಗಿ ಲೀಡ್ ಮಾಡ್ತೀನಿ ಅನ್ನೋ ಭರವಸೆ ನನ್ನಲ್ಲಿತ್ತು. ಆಪರೇಷನ್ ಆದಮೇಲೆ ನನಗೆ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ICU ಯೂನಿಟಲ್ಲಿ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಇತ್ತು. ಅವ್ರದ್ದೆಲ್ಲ ಧೈರ್ಯ ಮತ್ತೆ ಕೌನ್ಸಿಲಿಂಗ್, ಗೀತಾ ಲಾಹಲ ಅಂತೀವಿ ಅಂತ ಅವರ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಕೌನ್ಸಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಕೊಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು ನನಗೆ. ನನ್ನ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಹತ್ರ. ಅವರ ಧೈರ್ಯನೂ ಕೂಡ ನನಗೆ, ಅವರ ಸಪೋರ್ಟು ನನಗೆ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಮಾಡ್ತು. ಮತ್ತೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ಗಳದ್ದು ಸಪೋರ್ಟು ಮತ್ತೆ ಅವರ ಮಾತುಗಳು, ಅವ್ರ ಧೈರ್ಯ ಅದೆಲ್ಲ ನನಗೆ ಭಾಳನೇ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಯಿತು. ನಾನು ಪೇಷಂಟು ಅಂತಲೇ ನನಗೆ ಅನ್ನಿಸ್ತಾ ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ. ಮತ್ತೆ ಮೇಯ್ನ್ ಆಗಿ ನನಗೆ ಉಸಿರಾಟದ ತೊಂದರೆ ಆದಾಗೆಲ್ಲ ನನಗೆ ಫಿಸಿಯೋಥೆರಪಿಸ್ ಭಾಳನೇ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು. ನವೀನ್ ಕುಮಾರ್ ಬ್ರದರ್, ನಾಗೇಶ್ ಬ್ರದರ್, ದೀಪಿಕಾ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಇವರೆಲ್ಲ ನನಗೆ ಭಾಳನೇ, ನನಗೆ ಬ್ರೀತಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಆದಾಗೆಲ್ಲ ನನಗೆ ಭಾಳನೇ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಫಿಸಿಯೋಥೆರಪಿ ಕೊಟ್ಟು. ನಾನು ಅವ್ರಿಗೆಲ್ಲ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಗಿರ್ತೀನಿ. ಮತ್ತೆ ನನ್ನ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಟೀಮ್, ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರ್, ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಚಲಂ ಸರ್, ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಜೋಶಿ ಸರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೀಮ್ ಅವ್ರಿಗೆಲ್ಲ ನಾನು ನನ್ನ ಲೈಫಲ್ಲಿ ಎವರ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್. ನಾನು ಇವತ್ತು ಆಗಸ್ಟ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಆದೆ. ಡಿಸ್ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಆಗಿ ಔಟ್ ಪೇಷಂಟ್ ಆಗಿ ನಾನು ಬಂದು ಇದ್ದೆ. ಅವ್ರ ಹತ್ರ ಸಜೆಷನ್ಸ್ಗಳು ತಗೊಂಡು ನಾನು ಇದು ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೆ, ಟ್ರೀಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ತಗೊಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೆ. ಡಿಸೆಂಬರಿಂದ ನಾನು ಡ್ಯೂಟಿಗೆ ಜಾಯ್ನ್ ಆದೆ ವಿತೌಟ್ ವೆಂಟಿಲೇಟರ್. ನಾನು ಈಗಾಗಲೇ 1 year 2 months ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಆಗಿ, ನಾನು ಮೊದಲು ಹೇಗೆ ನಾನು ಆಫೀಸಲ್ಲಿ ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೆ ಅದೇ ಥರ ಅದಕ್ಕಿಂತ ಜಾಸ್ತಿ ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೀನಿ. ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ನಮ್ಮ ಆಫೀಸ್ನಲ್ಲೆಲ್ಲ ಬಹಳ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ಪಡ್ತಾರೆ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಅವರೆಲ್ಲರೂ ನನಗೆ, ನೀವು ಮೊದಲು ಥರ ಈ ಸೀಟಲ್ಲಿ ಬಂದು ನೀವು ಮೊದಲ ಥರನೇ ವರ್ಕ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೀರಾ, ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನ ನೋಡಿದ್ರೆ ನಮಗೆ ಬಹಳ ಖುಷಿ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ. ನೀವು ಮೊದಲು ಥರನೇ ಆಗಿದ್ದೀರಾ, ಇನ್ನು ನಿಮಗೆ ದೇವರು ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಆಯುಷ್ಯ ಆರೋಗ್ಯ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಹೆಲ್ತ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಕೊಟ್ಟು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮಗನಿಗೆ ತಾಯಿಯಾಗಿ ಉಳಿರಿ. ನೀವು ಇನ್ನೂ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಹೆಲ್ತ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಸುಧಾರಿಸ್ಲಿ, ನೀವು ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿರಿ, ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮಗನಿಗೆ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಭವಿಷ್ಯ ಕೊಡಿ ಅಂತ ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ಇಲ್ಲೂ ಕೂಡ ನನ್ನ ಮಗನ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ಗೆ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಮಾಡ್ತೀವಿ ಅಂತ ಎಲ್ಲ ಹೇಳಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಎಲ್ಲ ನಾನು ಎವರ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಟೀಮ್. ಮತ್ತೆ ನಾನು ಇವತ್ತು ನಾನು ಸಾಯಿ ಆಸ್ಪತ್ರೆಗೆ ನಾನು
ಸ್ವಾಮೀಸ್ ಪೇಷಂಟ್
ಪೇಷಂಟ್ ಆಗಿ ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಒಂದು ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆಗಿ ಒಂದು ನಿರತೆಯವಾಗಿ ನಾನಲ್ಲಿ ಹೋಗ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಇಷ್ಟಪಡ್ತೀನಿ. ಅವರೆಲ್ಲರ ಜೊತೆ ಮಾತಾಡಕ್ಕೆ ಇಷ್ಟಪಡ್ತೀನಿ. ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಇಲ್ಲಿವರೆಗೂ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಗಿ ಕರ್ಕೊಂಬಂದ ಸುನೀತಾಜಿ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್. ಎಲ್ಲರಿಗೂ ಆಸ್ಪತ್ರೆ ಟೀಮ್ಗೆ, ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ಗೆ, ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಸಬ್ಗೆ, ಎಲ್ಲರಿಗೂ ನಾನು ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಗಿರ್ತೀನಿ. ನನಗೆ ದೇವರು ಇದೇ ರೀತಿ ಆಯು ಆರೋಗ್ಯ ಆಯುಷ್ಯ ಕೊಟ್ಟು ನನ್ನ ಮಗನಿಗೆ ಒಂದು ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ ಕೊಡೋವರೆಗೂ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಇಡ್ಲಿ ಅಂತ ನನ್ನ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ನ ಬೇಡ್ಕೊಡ್ತೀನಿ. ನನ್ನ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಇಂದಾನೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ. ವಿತೌಟ್ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್ ಭಸ್ಮ ನಾನು ಮನೆಯಿಂದ ಹೊರಗಡೆ ಹೊರಡಲ್ಲ. ನನ್ನ ಲೋಕಲ್ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಂದಿರಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನು ಪೂಜೆ ಮಾಡ್ತೀವಿ. ನಮ್ಮ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಹೋಗಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಪೂಜೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ. ನಾನು ಎಲ್ಲಕ್ಕಿಂತ ಹೆಚ್ಚಿಗೆ ನನ್ನ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ಗೆ ಅವ್ರ ಮಾರಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟು, ಫೈನಾನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟು, ಅವ್ರ ಧೈರ್ಯ, ಅವ್ರ ಪ್ರೇಯರು ಎಲ್ಲದಕ್ಕೂ ನಾನು ಅವ್ರಿಗೆ ಎವರ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್. ಮೈ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ಹೆಚ್ಚಿಗೆ ನನ್ನ ತಂಗಿ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾ ಅಂತ ಬಂದಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿ. ಅವರು ಅವರ ಗಂಡ ಮನೆ ಮಕ್ಕಳು ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲನೂ ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಬಂದು ನನ್ನ ಇವತ್ತಿಗೂ ನೋಡ್ಕೋತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ಅವ್ರಿಗೆ ನಾನು ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಎವ್ರಿವನ್.
As a doctor, I can relate what happened. It does not matter if she spoke Kannada, which is a local language, and many of you didn't understand. It doesn't matter. All that mattered to me was that she stood here and spoke after 1 year and 4 months being on a ventilator. She showed tremendous courage when she was on a ventilator. We actually filmed all this when we were back in Whitefield, and we thought we'd show the film. But she came here from Whitefield here to just speak this out to Swami today. She has showed exemplary courage, then she showed it today as well. Thank you, Joshi sir. The World Health Organization, our apex body in medicine, defines health as a state of physical, spiritual, social and mental well-being, and not just an infirmity and disease absence of that. That's a tough definition coming from a textbook of medicine. Swami put it very simply many decades ago. It is the healing of body, mind and spirit, expressed of one single statement. But modern medicine took it much longer to understand about that spiritual dimension of health. Yes, we can treat medicines, but when we touch with our medicines is only the physical dimension of health, and a lot of it goes untouched. Cure to healing, that transformation of cure to healing has to happen only when that spiritual dimension is touched. Taking a cue from Swami's directive about integrative holistic healthcare, I have a very blessed couple here who actually started the department of counseling at the hospital, Shri Umesh Rao sir and Geeta Rao auntie. Taking a cue, as I said, from Swami's directive to them to start a department of counseling, this couple actually went to the extent of taking training themselves at this age, pardon me auntie, but at this age, to actually go to Belgium and get trained by the world's best neurophysiologist, Dr. Mia, who believes that the treatment happens with treatment of the soul, not of the ailing body alone. Any patient who's sitting here, anybody, any patient, any attender who's sitting here, who's been back at Whitefield, will tell you that the counseling department just does work much more than just verbal counseling. It's about resurrection of the body and resurrection of the soul. There is so much more that this wonderful department does. And to talk about that, I invite Shri Umesh Rao sir and Geeta aunty to share their experiences in the Temple of Healing. Uncle, please.
Loving pranams from the counseling team to our most beloved Bhagwan. Sairam to all of you. This is an appropriate occasion to share some gems of Sai wisdom pertaining to counseling, garnered from the Lord Himself, while He lovingly planted, nurtured this unique child of His, the counseling department. He asked, "What makes our institute a temple?" And Himself answered, "Love, compassion, empathy, understanding. This is the role of the counselors," He said. Why can't you put yourself in the position of the patient? Why can't you feel his grief and pain? Why can't you inspire him to smile and to think positive? Then he told us, "Yes, you can, if you surrender to him and let him work through you. And let him flow through you." Thus he led us to the counseling, the Sai Way program. He told us, love is a gift of God instilled in every heart which overcomes the greatest difficulties. Love is the essence of divinity. Caring for others, he said, is service. But when you render service with love, it becomes seva. He told us, while counseling, listen carefully with love. While speaking, remember you're representing Swami, not merely in words, but also in your actions. The patients must feel that if the counselors can speak and conduct themselves so sweetly, how much more would their God be? Practice what you preach, Swami said, for which the most appropriate method was experiential learning, which is the essence of Sai counseling. Swami has always emphasized upon practical knowledge, and this is the way the counselors are taught. And Carl Rogers, the renowned American psychologist and founder of the person-centered counseling, also endorsed this approach. The following slides of the counselors in action portray what Swami was teaching us. He taught us there is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one feeling, the feeling of love. There is only one connection, it is heart to heart. We asked, how do we transmit love, Swami? By empathizing, by responding positively, by spreading smiles and comfort. How do we transmit peace, Swami? By being peaceful yourself. You find peace when you surrender. When you surrender, I work through you. Swami did not stop with this. He inspired, encouraged and enabled us to create awareness of Sai counseling the world over in the medical field. Mayo Clinic, the Mecca of medicine in America, accepted our paper for a spiritual care research conference, the year 2010. We were invited to contribute a chapter in Counseling the Sai Way in a handbook on psychotherapy published in 2013 by the renowned publisher Springer. So this is what I wanted to share with you about how Swami brought about the counseling process, which has not been told very often previously. And finally, presenting to you is our counseling team, with Swami's love reflected in each one of them. Jai Saram.
I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord Sai. On behalf of the counselors at the counseling department, I wish to thank our director, Dr. Swarna Bharadwaj, for all the encouragement she's given us. I wish to thank the trust for the support they have given us, and not to forget Dr. Safaya and Dr. A.S. Hegde, and above all, the entire team of staff of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Science, the nurses as well as the support staff, physiotherapists, the dietitians, the entire team have understood our work and supported us. We started this work after Swami blessed us as a couple, and he said, I want you to take care of my patients. This was the year he started the hospital. Now I was wondering, what exactly does Swami want us to do? What kind of care does he have in mind? And one day during darshan, when the hall was filled with doctors and surgeons and, you know, people from the hospital, he came directly to me and he said, how are my patients? Now this really made me think, and I understood he wanted us to really apply our mind, and he would be our guiding star to help us do what he willed us to do. So with his divine sankalpa, we started doing a little bit of intense research work as well as constant journeying with the patient. Journeying with the patient is what has taught us what we call today as counseling the Sai way. 5 years, just four counselors, we would go there. Mrs. Usha Punja, Srimati Ramani Surya Narayana, and I would put in 6 days a week, and my husband would put in about a couple of days a week. But what came of it is a beautiful model which we could teach others. So the sixth year we started training people who had the inclination to serve Bhagavan selflessly. And that's how the first batch of counselors came to being. And now we are so independent that we need just four counselors per day to conduct our work. Now coming back to the patient, Pushpavati, the counselor's perspective is something which you all need to know. The doctor has given his view, but how exactly did I perceive Pushpavati when I was called by the nurse in ICU to go and see her? She couldn't talk. All that she did was she was able to maintain a direct eye-to-eye contact with me in the ICU. And we had already spoken to her and her sister. So we have the system of trying to look at the strengths and weakness of each individual. As far as vulnerability goes, their vulnerable side is one part of the story, but we look at the strengths. What exactly is this lady's strength? What exactly gives meaning to her life? That was what was the question on top of my mind. But of course, with Swami's compassionate look, we have learnt a lot. With Swami's loving, healing touch, we as individual devotees have learnt a lot. Through Swami's darshan, we've learnt that which we call as self in presence. So we carry this with us whenever we meet a patient, and our interaction is filled with nothing else but Swami's divine presence. Our love for Swami, I think, is reflected when we go and meet a patient, and that's exactly what happened with Pushpavati. We have the four dimensions to existential well-being: the physical, the social, the psychological, and the spiritual. Physically, she was battling for life. Socially, she was estranged from her husband's family, and that's what was really gnawing at her. And she couldn't forgive them for the way they had treated her three-year-old child and the way they treated her. She, of course, had this inner spirit, a fighting spirit, which she could really bring to the core. And that was one of her strengths. Psychologically, the past hurt and the sudden loss of her husband was truly bothering her. And spiritually, she was unable to connect to her inner world due to the challenges of her outer world. So this is how every counselor studies a patient to this depth. So then when understanding happens, we bring Swami into our mind and our heart, and our heart just expands with love. And this is the love and the healing touch which starts healing the patient. There was just silence in that ICU ward when I just touched her, and she started weeping just by that touch. And maybe that's when the healing began. It is only Swami who knows how to heal, whom to heal, and when to heal. I definitely have to share one other story of an atheist. People who do not believe in God are quite challenging to the counselor. It's easy for us to say, you know, tell a patient who already believes in a God of their choice, whether it is Allah or Jesus or their own Ishtadevata, to connect to the God. They do that quite fast. But here was an atheist from West Bengal who just did not believe in God, did not believe in human kindness, but who needed a bypass surgery, and he did ride through, journey through our hospital. And I think every individual who came in contact with him, Swami spoke through each and every individual. And that brought about the transformation of his heart. The physiotherapist, the dietitian, the doctors, of course, the surgeons, the nurses, and all the other departments of our hospital just treated him with a lot of love. And when Swami says love definitely heals, it was this love which started showing light in his path. Light always shines through the cracks of a pot. So now his strength was when he interacted with people who selflessly loved him. And he caught on to that, and he said, I have heard people say of Manava Seva being Madhava Seva, but in this hospital, I see Madhava himself serving Manava. In conclusion, I wish to say, how does Madhava speak through Manava, and how does Manava reflect Madhava? Definitely, it is the connect which we have with Swami. And all that we need to do is just connect to him, for him to flow through us. With these few words, I wish to introduce you to Payal Karmakar. She is a patient from the neurosurgery ward. And Payal, when I first met her, was on the verge of committing suicide after a brilliant surgery being performed on her, because she did not like the way she looked, she did not like the way her hair was cut. And Payal will be speaking in a combination of Hindi and English. I'm sure you'll all understand, because she speaks from her heart.
ओम साई राम। सबसे पहले मैं बाबा को प्रणाम करना चाहता हूँ। मैं पायल परमकर वेस्ट बंगाल से आया हूँ। मैं एक न्यूरो पेशेंट थी। इधर आने के बाद मुझे अपनी बीमारी और मन की डर से छुटकारा मिल गई है। अभी मैं अपने अंदर की ताकत को पहचान गई हूँ। बाबा ने मुझको जो जीवन दान दिया है वो मैं कभी भूल नहीं सकती। आई हैव नो वर्ड टू एक्सप्लेन माई एक्सपीरियंस। व्हेन आई हार्ड दैट मेरी ऑपरेशन होगी आई वॉज टोटली डिस्करेज्ड। मैं सोच रहा था मेरा लाइफ इज गोइंग टू बी फिनिश्ड। बट आई गॉट कैरेज व्हेन आई एंटर द हॉस्पिटल। एक्चुअली वो मेरे लिए हॉस्पिटल नहीं है, वो एक मंदिर है। आई गॉट लॉट्स ऑफ लव फ्रॉम एवरी वन, स्पेशली माई काउंसलिंग गीता आंटी एंड डॉक्टर। इधर मुझे एक ब्रीदिंग का एक्सरसाइज सिखाया है जो मैं अभी, उससे मुझे बहुत आराम मिलता है। आई हैव रिलीज दैट ओनली बिकॉज ऑफ माई इलनेस आई कुड मीट सो मेनी वंडरफुल पीपल। नाउ आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू बी ए पार्ट ऑफ द साई फैमिली। मैं बाबा से यही प्रार्थना करती हूँ और यही प्रार्थना सबको करना चाहिए। एवरी मोमेंट ऑफ आवर लाइफ बाबा प्लीज बी विथ अस। थैंक यू।
Please be with us through thick and thin, at all times, guiding and sharing your love with us. It is a paradox of sorts that when we say that we are a hospital without a billing department and without a cash counter, we still have an accounts department. So what does the accounts department do in the hospital? It takes care of Swami's currency. Swami's currency? Yeah, Swami's got a currency. And that currency is the number of eyes saved from blindness, the number of years saved from deafness, the number of women who are saved from being widowed, the number of children who are saved from being orphaned, and the number of smiles that are put back on the faces of those ailing devotees. But even as I say this, even as we could measure with number of four commodities, we couldn't give number of love. We can't do that. Love is immeasurable, Swami, and thank you for that. But still, when those number of conglomerates, what we get is an annual report. And to present that annual report, I invite on stage our most beloved and respected director, Dr. Swarna Bharadwaj ma'am, a stalwart in the field of medical sciences, a great teacher, but more than anything for us from Whitefield, a very respected mother figure. And after which we will also have the release of our newsletter from SSH IHMS Whitefield, Manoriday. Madam.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. Sai Ram to all of you. It is indeed a day which is very cherished by each and every one of us. Lots and lots has been said about our hospital, but I would tell my staff and everyone else that we have not come here to sing the glories of our work. We have come here, ladies and gentlemen, to praise our source of inspiration. This presentation is a presentation of gratitude to our beloved master. Like every year, I'd like to give you in brief what Swami has done for us. Let me begin first with the story of Pushpavati. When Dr. Joshi requested that we should take this patient in, not only because of a medical rarity, but because of her personal reasons, I heard Swami say, "Why? Why are you in doubt? I am the super master. I am the super healer. I am the super surgeon. What is there? What are you thinking?" And spontaneously it came yes. And he has really inspired us to enter into world record of such a case, a patient on ventilator for a year and more. And today she doesn't stop from talking. It is my proud privilege indeed to welcome each and every one of you to our stories. I'll present a brief report on the year that has gone by and with hope for the next one to be even better. We have so far performed nearly 18,000 cardiac surgery, out of which 1,500 were performed during the year under discussion. 20,000 neurosurgeries, out of which 2,000 in the previous year, and 4,027 cardiac catheterization, and so far we have a record of having done 45,000 cardiac catheterization so far. The outpatients department, as we say, we have seen about 89,000 patients, but please, These are not the patients. We have seen an equal number of relatives who need more healing than the patient himself. And what inspired us was the love that they gave us in turn, in terms of what Payal and Pushpavati had just said. To cut the long story short, as we are running behind time, we have had the best of equipments, MRI, a CT scanner, a biplane cath lab, and all these have cost the trust and our beloved Swami crores of rupees. We don't measure in terms of rupees, as already said, but the first-class care, which results in transformation of hearts and body and mind, we have invested heavily. A word of caution to all of us, hospital work is long, long and deep. Brothers and sisters, we have miles before we sleep. We have achievements of staffs and students. Cardiology department has conducted 3 remarkable workshops. Everybody was full of surprise as to how we are able to render such care, such academics, such excellence, and above all, serve love. Everybody got converted, the doctors to the foreigners who visited, and that was the real transformation. Neurosurgery and anesthesia and radiology and CTVS department are not far behind. The time does not permit me to go into details, but they have done an equally remarkable work in terms of conducting workshops and CMEs, which has made our presence felt world over. We have publications, 12 publications in international and national journals, 7 educational exits, which won certificate of merit, 23 national level of presentations, and 1 prize for the coronary cardiology department for Dr. Riaz Mujumdar. DNB, very proud to say, I've been associated with DNB for long years, and there is no institution so far that has produced 100% results. And this is one institution which has, you know, the reason behind it is the divine hand and the divine grace. The nursing and paramedical institutions have done equally well. Our students have shown remarkable results. When the inspector came, they said, "This is one institution we would like to promote. Why do you not ask for more seats?" When I said that we don't charge our students, they said, "God will take care and you will be able to very soon double your strength." Let us see what Swami has to say, and hopefully one day it will come true. They have also participated in annual ground seva, and I wish the principal and the faculty of the nursing college, as well as my principals and directors for paramedical sciences, to show to the world as to what first-class medical care without commercial benefits is being taught in terms of teaching all of them education in human values. This is time for me to express my gratitude not only to Swami, but my personal gratitude to each and every member of my staff, the sevadals, the counseling team, and above all, the visiting doctors and the young IT professionals who like to spend a day with us and wish to know whether they can sweep our floors or they would like to contribute in terms of professional competence. All this happens because we thread them, each one of them, in the thread of love. So, In the end, I would like to again repeat, there is no season for love. There is no reason for love. Reason enough is love itself. Sai Ram to us.
We can have now the release of Manoriday, our magazine from Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield. I request Madam to do the honors. May we just request that Chakravarti sir to please join Madam on stage, please. A warm welcome to Chakravarti sir. The uniqueness of Swami's mission of transformation, is that it does not have to even start. It does not have to actually begin with the patient being in physical contact with the hospital. We know of a 38-year-old smoker from Bihar who once told us, after all the scoldings that we did of smoking, drinking, everything, he just told us, "Aadmi lakh galti kare to fir bhi apne maa ke paas hi aata hai aakhir mein." That is the kind of transformation that Swami reaches out 2,500 kilometers away from Whitefield. And to talk more about this transformation that happens to us as doctors, I call upon to stage my next colleague, my very dear senior from the Department of Cardiac Surgery, Dr. Kumaran, who will be sharing his experiences at working at the hospital with you. Dr. Kumaran, please.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. My dear Sai family, I feel extremely privileged to stand here in this noble place to share few of my thoughts and experiences of my association with Sai Institute. According to Bhagawan, education has two important characteristics. One is exposition of facts, and second is unfolding of individual's personality. First, that is exposition of facts related to subject and knowledge can be attained at any best institution in this world. But the second, gaining divine energy to unfold individual's personality can be attained only at our Sai Institute. And I'm a living example for this. When I joined this hospital as a resident trainee in cardiac surgery, I was amazed to see a hospital run so efficiently with all departments except for the billing department. And I respected the spiritual master behind it. But this did not confirm my faith that this incarnation is of a supreme Lord and God himself. The transformation in me occurred when I had the golden opportunity to interact with Swami and touch his feet during the Padri Yatra in December 2009. The connection was electric, and I was thrilled by his sweet words. Swami knew about my skeptical and doubting mind, and maybe that he wooed me with some miracles before guiding me to his teaching. He created in me a Sai awareness, which is a tremendous feeling. It feels like some higher power is always guiding you throughout your every act, and I can feel it in every little small act that happens each and every day. With my 8 years of association in the Department of Cardiac Surgery in this institute, I would like to share few of my personal and professional thoughts. Despite we do our best in all patients who undergo heart surgery, some don't survive. At times, a simple case can get complicated, and to some strange reasons, we lose a patient. On the contrary, there are patients who come to us with end-stage cardiac diseases. After being denied surgery in other hospitals, they do very well, survive, and go home. So as a surgeon, do we really deserve the praise or criticism in both the scenarios? For this, Bhagwan addressed, if the operation is a success, scalpel does not take a bow. If the operation is a failure, the scalpel does not weep or berate itself. Surgeon is only the scalpel, and I am the real healer. There are gamut of emotions among the patient attenders after the surgery. Happy, sad, depressed, elated, criticism or gratitude towards the treating doctor. My connectivity to this institution made me feel not to accept praise or criticism to myself, but do my duty to the fullest and leave rest to the God. So what happens has to happen. It is not easy to accept traumatic incidents when we are stressed, but as Swami rightly told, it is only a passing scene on the way to eternal bliss. As per Bhagavan Baba's words, there are three ways of sadhana to reach God: by the path of love, by the path of knowledge, and by the path of service. The path of love and knowledge requires tremendous efforts, discipline, and understanding in the form of meditation and control of senses. But by the path of service, one can set his path towards divinity. Swami says, Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, which means serving humanity is equal to serving God. When such a service transforms into worship, it is then the divine bliss can be felt. I feel extremely blessed to cherish this gift, the ability to be a surgeon and to be an instrument in divine hand and work in this temple of healing. I hereby end my speech with a humble prayer to Bhagwan on behalf of all my friends who have assembled here on this occasion. God, we redeem your pledge to be an instrument in divine hands and walk in the path laid by you and live on the principles of love, truth, righteousness, peace, and non-violence. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Dr. Kumaran. I call upon my last speaker now, Dr. Zarina from the Department of Radiology at Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. Dr. Zarina specializes in what is called as diagnostic and interventional neuroradiology, and she's one of the very few in the country practicing this. And she'll be joining us and talking to us about her thoughts of Satya Sai Healthcare Mission. Dr. Zarina, please.
My humble salutations to Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Good evening, one and all. I'm very thankful to all my teachers who have given me the skill and brought me to this stage where I could come and share my experiences with you all. I'm very thankful to Sri Sathya Sai Babaji to give me an opportunity to come and serve in this hospital. Going back a couple of years back in my life, I was just a very studious, passed out student from NIMHANS, not knowing what's in store for future. I was not sure what is there for me in life, where am I going to, what am I heading to. But I was knowing that with this skill set, I should be able to help the needy. Opportunity struck, and I was called upon to join Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences 2 years back, way back in December, in September 2012. The real meaning of my life and my journey as a doctor began when I stepped into the Sathya Sai campus. I felt like Baba himself holding my hand and taking me inside the campus into the institute and entrusting me with the responsibility of curing and caring for the people in need. It did not take much time to feel an integral part of the ever increasing vast Sai family. I was overwhelmed and touched by the ideology of the institution, the passion of the people to serve selflessly, day and night. As Swami says, hands that help are holier than the lips that pray. I was amazed at the world-class infrastructure the hospital had to offer. My department of radiology itself was the best example. It was the armamentarium inside the department of radiology was like a palace. It had the best in class MRI machine, CT scanner, the high-end ultrasound and X-ray machines, and above all, a biplane neuroangiocath lab. It's like a dream for any neurointerventionist in the country. Radiology department is the backbone of any institution. It provides the evidence for a doctor to treat, and these evidences are interpreted by us, and so we fill in the missing links in the patient's story and give the correct diagnosis to the treating physician. More than that, there is another dimension of the radiology department. We also cure the patients through minimally invasive procedures. And I'm very grateful to my HOD, Dr. Sanjay Vishwamitra, who entrusted me the responsibility of setting up a neuroendovascular unit in our institution. We are also excelling in academics and research. We have represented our hospital in many national and international conferences. I myself was very fortunate, thanks to Baba, I could represent the hospital in one of the international conferences at North America. My experience there has been heart-touching. I have great memories from there. First of all, the love and affection showered on us by the global Sai family there. And we were welcomed as the personal sevaks of Sai Baba. And we were taken care as their family members. I also happened to do a short observership in one of the topmost hospitals in Chicago. And I can proudly and confidently say that the patient care and the standard of infrastructure what we have at Sathya Sai Institute is at par with any big hospitals in the world. This is a place for worship, a place where sufferings are turned into happiness, into healing. A place where there is no discrimination between rich or poor, Hindu or Muslim, young or old, male or female. All have equal opportunity to healthcare as any other person in the world. Every day I get up in the morning with one motto in my mind, to bring smiles on the faces of patients and their caregivers. I go back home and rest, close my eyes, and I'm rest assured that I have done the best for them, and rest is taken care by him. There are many experiences which I had in this hospital, and I would like to share just one of them. This was a 40-year-old male. He had come all the way from Orissa. He was an auto driver, the sole breadwinner of the family. He had a small family, a wife and two children. He earned daily wages from auto driving, and that's how his family was living. 2 years back, he started having severe back pain. He was unable to do his work. Slowly, he could just drive maybe for a few hours in a day, and so his earnings had come down. His children had to stop going to school, and they had to restrict on many of their expenses. 6 years back the lane, he got completely bedridden. You can imagine the plight of the family. They could not even afford an X-ray or MRI outside. All they could do is sell off their things and come all the way to our hospital. We performed few diagnostic tests and came to know that he just had a compression fracture of a vertebral body, which could be easily treated. What we did was a small procedure. We just injected cement into the collapsed vertebral body. It is just a half an hour procedure. This is called as vertebroplasty. The very next day, he got up. He could sit, and in a week's time, he could start walking, and his normal life came back. This is just one small example. This is not to praise ourselves or the service what we are doing. It is just a small example how patients' lives are transformed by simple procedures which we can offer. All these experiences has brought a great change in me. I'm a totally changed person now. I'm more happier and more content. My faith in humanity is reaffirmed. The last 2 years have built a strong foundation in my career, which I'll be taking forward. Being here as part of this vast Sai family, it reemphasizes again and again, if we care for the people in need, He will cure the illness and suffering. I take this opportunity to thank the Sai Trust for giving their complete support and constant support to our hospital. Director Madam Sri Swarna Bharadwaj for her loving guidance, my HOD, my dear staff, the ever hard-working and dedicated staff of the entire hospital. We all have worked together as a team and we bring wonders. Keeping my head high and promise of keeping his mission ongoing, I end my speech here. Thank you one and all for your kind hearing.
Thank you, Dr. Zareen. You actually made it come alive. What I said earlier, that working in this institution is not about earning a livelihood, it's about transformation. Swami taught us and told us in an interview once that we make a living with what we get. We make a life out of what we give. Tomorrow, my Sai family is another new day, a start of a new year, Swami, for us. For all these new experiences, new challenges, new decisions, newer transformations to be experienced and talked about next year, standing here on the Jan 19, 2016, we'll come back with more stories, Swami. But at the same time, my Sai family, you must remember that when we are going to serve in the next 1 year, we should not forget that Seva Bhavna, that Swami looks so microscopically into us at each moment. We should never forget that as much as we talked about here, we are just the instrument, the doer is Him. Last year we had a child standing here, Shreya from Bengal, a 12-year-old child who was actually brought in after a surgery of the heart. And she was standing here and she recollected her experiences and she also paid floral tribute to you, Swami. After she went back from here to the OPD, cardiac OPD, and we were going to discharge her from there. Ashwin and I were just speaking to her and we asked her just one sentence, "Tu badi hoke kya banegi? What will you become after you grow up?" The answer was pat, a 12-year-old child. The answer was pat. "Surgeon banungi sir, aapki tar banungi, aapke hospital mein aungi. Aapne idhar ek khada kiya, main idhar 10 khade karungi." It does not require tomes of spiritual knowledge and libraries of books to teach what spiritual transformation is. It does not require you to go to a lonely forest and sit under a tree and meditate and say, "I'm getting spiritually transformed." It begins here. It begins here. I have a 2-year-old child back in Bangalore, and as he grows up, and I'm going to teach him what is the meaning of God, I am not going to tell him that God is someone who materializes holy ash out of thin air. I will not teach him that God is that person who out of nothingness creates lockets and rings and idols, or for whom his devotees have written millions of books with their recounting their miraculous experiences. He does not have to do this to prove he is God. He does that because he is God. If he asks me, what is God, Baba, I'm going to tell him that God is that person who gives a million thirsty people clean water to drink, who gives a million lives smiles on their faces, who gives a million ladies their husbands back hale and hearty, and who gives a million mothers their children back, whose life was his message, and who amidst all of us sees no difference between the form and function of Manava and Madhava. That my child is God is what I'm going to teach that 2-year-old child, and I'm sure as I step back and let him realize what God is and where God resides, he will hit bullseye. Jai Sai Ram.
பாலுடை தனகும் புத்தோ ஆடு கொனகவச்சே ஆ ராமச்சந்திருடே ஆ ராமச்சந்திருடை பண்டுலனு கனுகொனக வச்சே మనిషిని మాధవుని జయ మహిళే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించి సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకెంత ప్రేమయో మనిషిని మాధవుని జయ మహిళే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించి సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో ஈஸ்வராம்ப முத்து பீட்டடை நடையாடே ஸ்ரீவாசுடை ஈஸ்வராம்ப முத்து பீட்டடை நடையாடே ஸ்ரீவாசுடை ஈஸ்வருடே அவதரிச்சை பவித்ர பாரதான எந்த புண்ணியமோ மனதெந்த புண்ணியமோ சத்ய சாய் தரிசிம்ப ஜன்மதன்யமோ மனுஷி மாதவுனி ஜெய மகிழே ஸ்வர்கமுகமாச்ச மாதவுடே அவதரிஞ்சு சத்ய சாய் பகவானு எந்த பிரேமயோ சுவாமி எந்த பிரேமயோ சத்ய சாய் பகவானு எந்த பிரேமயோ மதம் பேர குலம் பேர மத்சராது தகதஞ்சு மானவதனு போதிஞ்சி பிரேம மதமு ஸ்தாபிஞ்சா மதம் பேர குலம் பேர மத்சராது தகதஞ்சு மானவதனு போதிஞ்சி பிரேம மதமு ஸ்தாபிஞ்சா சம்பவாமி யுகே யுகே அனி சாட்டின ரீதிகா சம்பவாமி யுகே யுகே
అవతరించెను ఆర్థజనుల ఆదుకొనగా నీదు సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు ప్రేమే మాకు ప్రాణము నీదు సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు ప్రేమే మాకు ప్రాణము తల్లి మనిషిని మాధవుడే మాధవుడే అవతరించే సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమ సత్య సాయి భగవాన్ ఎంత ప్రేమ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామి ఎంత ప్రేమ
ओम जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जन संरक्षक भक्त जन संरक्षक पति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्रीकर सर्व प्राणपति स्वामी सर्व प्राणपति स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीरे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्राश्रय ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ॐ करूपौ जयोसाई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मङ्गल मंगल हारती अंतु मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण जय सद्गुरु देवा समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
साई बाबा जी की जय।